APU News, I'm Ben Thomas. The federal judge has ordered improvements at a Chicago-area immigration facility. Jennifer King reports detainees had sued, claiming inhumane conditions.
U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman criticized the conditions as unnecessarily cruel.
The conditions at the Broadview ICE facility were unconstitutional, disgusting, and were unacceptable.
Alexa Van Brunt is with the MacArthur Justice Center.
He has issued a TRO that has multiple provisions requiring the defendants to fix this condition immediately. People need to be held in places with actual beds and a mat, and they have to have sufficient places to sleep. They can't be sleeping by overflowing toilets anymore.
In another Chicago courtroom Wednesday, a deposition by senior Border Patrol official Greg Bovino was brought into evidence during a preliminary injunction in a lawsuit filed by plaintiffs who say agents in Broadview have been too forceful. Bovino defended the use of force by agents, including himself, accused of using pepper balls, tear gas, and other tactics against protesters and reporters. I'm Jennifer King.
In Louisville, Kentucky, at the scene of that fiery UPS cargo plane crash.
Our fatality count is now up to 11. I expect it to reach 12, possibly.
Governor Andy Beshear.
There are a handful of other people that we're still searching for that we hope weren't on site.
Yeah, its crews are moving from
a rescue to a recovery mode.
That sound from WHAS 11 News. Meantime, the FAA says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning. It aims to maintain safety amid staffing shortages. Air traffic controllers have been working unpaid during the government shutdown. President Trump's again pushing Senate Republicans to end the filibuster as a way to reopen the government, but Majority Leader John Thune says that's not happening. And at the Supreme Court, conservative justices appeared skeptical of the president's ability to unilaterally impose tariffs. This is AP News. Switzerland wants the UN Cultural Agency to recognize yodeling.
The Swiss feel the yodel is far more than the mountain cries of male herders in suspenders. It's a popular form of singing.
We change between head voice. This is... We do it most time with the vowel oo in combination.
Teacher Nadia Rass says yodeling is distinctive because of its vocal technique.
We do it with the vowel oo. Very typical is when we change between these two.
The UN classification is meant to raise public awareness of yodeling.
I think really we have five languages. We have the fifth, the yodel.
Rass says one of her life goals is when she dies, every school child in Switzerland will be in contact with yodeling during their primary school time. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.